I'd like to welcome everybody back to the second shiur in Shari Kedusha, the Gates of Holiness by Rav Chaim Vital. We're going to be beginning today the second shiur in the first chelek. It seems that different versions of the text use different names for the divisions. So this is sometimes called the second perek in the first chelek, or the second perek in the first shiur. Either way, this is the second part of the first part. So we'll go ahead and we'll begin now. In this chapter, Rav Chaim Vital is going to be teaching us concerning damage that can be done through a repulsive character, for one's not having metaken his midot, for not having fixed, not having been mesader, not having ordered and properly aligned his traits to be in the best possible fashion to reveal God's will. So this is on the damage done by repulsive character. So the matter of the traits that are ingrained in man, they are in the lower soul that is called a foundation. And that's called the Yisodit. This is a reference to the Nefesh HaShefilah, which is frequently referenced by Hasidic text as the Nefesh Behemit. And it says this lower soul is comprised of four aspects. These four aspects are Hadomim, Vatsomehat, Vahabehemit, Vahamadaberet. So there is an aspect of the inanimate object that exists in this level. There's a vegetative aspect in this level of the soul. And there's an animal aspect of the soul. And there is a speaker aspect of the soul. Kigam hen murkavot mitovara. And it should be understood that at this lower level of the soul, there, as we explained in the previous chapter, is introduced a mixture of good and bad as a result of the sin at the time of Adam HaRishon. And so it is that these lower aspects, meaning these four aspects of the lower soul, there's a reason why we refer to them by the four traits, by the four types of animation that exists in the world, four types of animated things that exist in the world, meaning things that have a kiyum, a physical existence. We use those names to refer to the four aspects of the lower soul, and we don't use the four letters of God's name, Yudke Vavke, because within these four, meaning with these four aspects of the lower soul, you do have this mixture of good and evil. And for that reason, we don't attribute to them directly, or don't make use of the names directly of God in connection to the levels of this particular soul. So now within this lower soul, there are these four aspects. V'hine benefesh hazeh tluyot amidot hatovot varot. Now in this lower level soul, what we find there is that all the good and bad traits, they're dependent there. I mean, that's where their source is. So the good and bad traits are going to be expressed from this soul, from this nefesh. V'hen kiseh v'yesod v'shoresh al nefesh ha'yonav ha'sichlit. Now, these four aspects in the nefesh, in this lower part of the soul, they become the chariot, they become the seat, the housing by which in it is going to fit the higher soul, the intelligent soul. As we learn in the last chapter, the upper soul is enclosed in the lower soul, and this lower soul is then enclosed within the body. Now, so again, so we see three parts. Now, understanding the anatomy of all of this will help us understand along the course of our learning how to affect best our midot and how to properly and best raise them up. So moving forward, he says we understand we have these again three levels. So you have the nefesh, you have the lower soul, Yes, we have the goof itself at the lowest level. Then you have the lower level soul, and then into the lower level soul, you have the nefesh ha'ayuna ha'sichlit. You have this upper soul, which is also referred to in, again, language of Chassidus very often as being the godly soul, and that is the soul which is the intelligent aspect of the soul. Meaning, this is all higher levels within it. Asher bat luyin tariag mitzvot haTorah kiniskel el b'shar rishon. Now, the Tariag Mitzvot, the 613 commandments of the Torah, they are connected at this higher level. They are connected with the Nefesh HaSichlit HaYuna that we're referring to. Okay, now, the upper soul is the seat of the determination to fulfill the mitzvot, which is holiness. Namely, the will of man that is his essence. So, what do we have here is we have an aspect of us, which is our living, breathing, thinking part of us. There, in that place, is where we manifest the desire to fulfill the mitzvot. It's there that we express within our mental faculties how it is that we wish to go ahead and to be mekayim God's will. The lower soul, that's the seat of animation and expression, that is going to be the means for animating the physical body and making there be an actual kiyum, an actual physical representation, a physical movement that's going to be in the world based on his original thoughts that he had within this Nefesh Elyona. Lefichach en amidot michlal tariag mitzvot. So we can see from here that the 613 mitzvot do not include the aspect of the midot. For example, there isn't a specific mitzvah that says that we must go out and we must mekayim anava, that we have to go out and we have to fulfill a commandment of being anav, of being humble. So since the midot are the means of expression of the midot, they are not the mitzvot themselves. So the midot are the means for expression of the mitzvot. Omnam hen hachanot ikariot el tariag hamitzvot bikiuman o bebitulam. However, they are the primary preparations which are needed for the 630 commandments in either their fulfillment or abandonment. Meaning, if you have not worked on your midot, if you have not worked on your character traits, if you have not gone ahead and perfected your character, meaning your means of expression, you're not going to properly be able to express the 613 mitzvot. Yan, ki en koach benefesh ha-sichlit l'kayim ha-mitzvot, ayedei tariag evrei haguf, ela be'emsot nefesh ha-yisudit, ha-mukhuberet ala guf atzmo. For the intelligent soul cannot fulfill any of the 613 commandments through the limbs of the body without the agency of the foundation soul, meaning this lower soul, that connects to the body itself. If you're missing midot, if you are missing the agent of fulfillment of mitzvot, you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvot at all. I'll give an example. A person, he has an obligation to give charity. If someone is approached by another person with his hand out, and he goes ahead and he takes out $5 to give him in terms of charity, and in the meantime he goes ahead and he rips apart this other poor human being who's asking for assistance and help, and he completely destroys him, completely and totally lowers in the lives of everybody else around him, even though the $5 now is going to reach that person, even though he's going to manage to get $5 from him meaning that this poor person now has $5, but as a result of having gone ahead and lowered him to such a high degree, this person is not going to be capable of now even collecting another $5 from anybody else in the room. He's been lowered to such a degree that now he is incapable of standing up on his two feet even to ask another person. And as a result, this person caused a financial loss that may be far greater than the original $5 that he gave. So what you see is a net loss instead of a net gain. All that because of a lack of good character. Rav Chaim Vital now explains that the pasuk in Vayikra, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafshohu, for the soul of all flesh is in the blood, that this is the secret of that, what we're explaining now. Ulefichach inyan hamidot haraot kashim min averot atzman ma'od ma'od. This is why bad traits are so much worse than sins themselves. For everything must pass through the traits of the lower soul to the body, and so impurities there prevent a proper motivation from becoming proper deed. Good motivations are good, but the execution is all that is counted in the end. Now, it's true, we have a general principle that if a person sets out to do a positive mitzvah, it goes out to do a positive deed, and something gets in his way, something makes it impossible for him to go ahead and fulfill his desire to be mekayem a mitzvah, to perform God's will in this world, what happens then? It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitztaref machshava tova lemaaseh, that he takes this intention that was good and he considers it as if it was something good, meaning he considers it if he had actually done a deed. Here though it's a little bit different. It's true by you, meaning that within yourself you have machshavot tovot, you have this fantastic thought, but when it says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring machshavot tovot and will be mitztaref them to maaseh, it's only when there first begins to be a kiyum in the lower level of the soul, meaning when you go out to actually go ahead and do the mitzvah and something external to you prevents you from accomplishing it. If you in fact are the means, if you are the reason why the mitzvah was not performed, meaning your poor midot, then this does not apply at all. This concept doesn't exist.
ובזה תבין עניין מה שאמרו רבותינו זכרם לברכה, כל הכועס כאילו עובד עבוזרה ממש.
With this, we can understand what the rabbis of blessed memory have said. One who curses is likened to one who serves a foreign service, such as idol worship, truly.
שהיא היותר שקולה ככל תרי"ג מצוות.
Since anger, I mean a bad trait, is considered to have an effect in all the 613 mitzvot. Meaning every single mitzvah that a person is going to do, even a positive commandment, will be tarnished by this bad trait. For all the mitzvot have to pass through the traits that are within the human being.
V'chen amru, מי שיש בו גסות הרוח הוא ככופר בעיקר ורואי לגדעו כאשרה ואין אפרו נינר וכולו כאלה רבות.
And they've said, the Chachamim, the one that is self-centered is like a heretic in the founding principles of Torah, and it will be proper to uproot him like an asherah, like a tree that is used for avodah zarah, and it is that his dust, that his very, very remains that will remain in the ground, will not move in the time of Tchiyat HaMeitim, in the time of the resurrection, and so forth. All this from his bad character. Bad character is a pollutant to the soul.
You could have the finest, freshest, cleanest mountain water flowing down from the highest mountains. But if your midot are not there, if your traits are not godly, that will come from you is not godly. The heavens and Od, understand this well. Ki liotam ikarim v'yesodot, because they are the principles and foundations of everything. Lo nimnu v'chlal tayaga mitzvot atluy b'nefesh ha-sichlit. They are not counted in the 613 commandments that are dependent on the intelligent soul. Man comes into the physical world, meaning his soul comes from a lofty, high place and is brought down into this dark world that we live in for a reason. And the reason is that there should be movement and change within this world. That the mitzvot, that the kedusha, that the holiness that exists above should be drawn into this world through our kiyum maaseh, through our deeds and our doing, through our performing of the mitzvot. Rav Sadia Gaon taught that the entire Torah was to metaken the midot, was to properly order the midot, was to properly order the traits of man. That they should be and directed in the fashion that will bring about this kiyum, that will bring about this fulfillment of God's will, that His light should fill the world. Therefore, it makes perfect sense that part of us, which is us, meaning that we have as the most tangible part of who we are, meaning our midot, our character and our trait, it is the most spiritual but yet tangible part that we have connected to us. Because it is the memutza, it is the connection, it is the agent through which our holy soul is going to express itself through our body. So it's dafka, it's specifically in that place, meaning in the midot themselves, in this agent, that we have to place our most concerned efforts. If the midot are proper, the mitzvot, the commandments flow easily. There is nothing more important than you could do for yourself. Everybody, every single Jew has within him this holy soul that is bursting with the desire to do God's will. It wishes and wants to fulfill and to make a kiyum, to make a fulfillment of God's will in this world. Every person in his most inner soul desires to be an expression of God's will. And if given the chance, they would be tzadikim gomorim. Everybody would be a perfect tzadik. So what gets in the way of this? If this is really, truly the inner and true desire of every person, what's in the middle? What's in the way? What's in the way are bad midot. What's in the way is a polluted lower soul. So there, in that place, there is the ikar v'hayesod. There is the principle and foundation that we need to work on in order to allow the kiyum of the 613 mitzvot. There's an interesting law that's brought down in the Rambam regarding if a person refuses to give a get, refuses to give a divorce to his wife, and it is the determination of the courts and so forth and everything else that that person should and must give a divorce now to this woman, that court will be allowed to coerce him into doing so. Now, a get, a divorce has to be given by a person who wills to give it. He has to have a desire to give this get, this divorce. So how can it be now that he can be coerced, that he can be forced into doing so? So the Rambam answers that within every person there is a desire to do good. There is a desire to do what is right and correct. And the coercion is softening up that which is preventing him from doing what he truly wishes to be doing in the first place. Meaning, it is central to each and every one of us that we have burning inside of us a tremendous, tremendous light. We have this godly soul. And we just have to let it out. V'nimsa ki yoter tzarich lezeher m'midot harot yoter min kiyom mitzvot aseh v'lo taseh ki biyoto ba midot tovot b'nachu yekem en kol mitzvot. Because we find that it's more important to be careful regarding evil traits than fulfilling positive commandments and negative commandments. For if one is a master of good traits, he will fulfill easily all the mitzvot. Uvezeh tavin gam ken dvarim matmihim sh'amru rabotenu zal b'inyan hamidot. And so it is that we can understand very surprising statements that were made by the rabbis of blessed memory in connection with traits. Ki anava v'shiflut mevi'im lidei ruach hakodesh v'shor alav shechina. For humility and lowness bring one to the Holy Spirit and the resting upon him of the Shekhinah. I mean, the most lofty of spiritual states are imparted to him because of his anava, because of his humility. There's a striking absence here of any kiyum, of any fulfillment, of any deed. It's a surprise. Kumo shamrutenu zal Eze ben olam haba koshu shafal barach v'amutan. So whoever happens to be of broken spirit, of low spirit, and he happens to be a man of anava, a man of humility, that person is zoche, he merits the world to come. Okay, el rabot, and many other such instances. Skip to some Amar Eliyahu Zachor Latov. Ena Torah mitpareshet elu b'mi she'enu kaptan. The Torah does not spread into a person unless that person is not stingy. Afani eni nigla elu b'mi she'enu kaptan. So I also, Elinavi, is only, I'm only revealed to a person who is not stingy. You see, it's the midot. You see, it's the traits. Okay, what about many such instances? Lo zachru mekiyum mitzvot, ela hamidot tovot. The only thing mentioned is the midot, is the traits. It doesn't mention the actual fulfillment of the Torah, of the mitzvot. V'sim b'nechad varim elu, v'tatzliach t'achecha b'lisafik. Now, if you put these into between your eyes, you will surely be successful without question. If you understand that by rectifying the midot, by making them, by making yourself and your traits and your character to be like the traits and the character of the Creator, just like he's Rahu Minchanu, just like he's compassionate, and we're going to be compassionate, and so forth and so on. If we are a Kiyum, if we have made ourselves to be that way, then the Torah will flow through us, the mitzvot will flow through us. However, Gomosha Arba Yesodot Gufnim Hem Shorashim Shehem Notzur Atari Evri HaGuf. So just like for the physical foundations, they're the roots for the formation of the 613 limbs of the body. Kamoken Nafshot Arba Yesodot Elu Hem Yesodot Lekol Midot Tovot. So just like the four physical roots are to the four physical reach to the 613 limbs of the body, so there are these four spiritual roots that branch out to the 613 spiritual limbs. So when Nefesh Arba Yisrael Hem Yisodot Lekol Midot Tovot V'Ra'ot Asher Be'em Sa'otan Mikaymu O Yitvalu HaTorah V'Mitzvot Shehem Tariag Ba'Arba Otiyot Avai K'Nizkal. So the 613 mitzvot that are an outgrowth of the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the four letters of God's name, as we were explained in the previous chapter, the 613 limbs of the body, the 613 traits that we possess that are all based from these four traits, and so forth and so on. Meaning that you have a series of layers. You have four physical substances that make up the 613 limbs of the body. You have four foundation midot, four foundation traits that make up 613 different outgrowths in the traits of a person. And then you have four yesodot, the letters of God's name, yud kei vav kei, which then grow out to 613 commandments. Each one is enclosed within the other in the fulfillment of the mitzvot. The mitzvot have to attach to the midot, the commandments attached to the traits, and the traits attached to the guf. Kamo ken nafshot ha'arba yesodot, v'hamakayimayan Hem nefesh ha-siklit, ha-klula ma'arba yisodot ha-ruchnim, ha-shem isham kutzvo otaria gevri ha-nefesh ha-hi, v'havin zemot, eich ha-yisod shel kiyum mitzvot, hem ayidem midot tovot v'chen behefecham. So what we see from all of this, and what we have to understand well, Rav Chaim Vital tells us, is how the foundation of the fulfillment of the mitzvot is by way of the good traits. And so the opposite, the violation of mitzvot, or the holding back from performing the positive mitzvot, are going to be directly connected to the traits that we have. V'ze inyanam kfar nipa'aru nipa'ar ki kol asher asa Elokim kalum b'tovara ze lumat ze. So it's already been explained. Everything has within it, everything that God has created here in this world, now as a result of that original sin, is now a mixture of good and bad. Zelu matzeh. This one paralleling that. Vehine kamo shebarba yisodot hagufnim anikra chomer hayisodot murkav mitovara. So just like you have the four physical foundations of the body, which is called the founding substance, which is a mixture of good and bad. Umasham ba'im kohot kiyum haguf, and from there comes the forces which allow the body to exist, o acholain, or that cause him to become sick. Shehen arba morot, these are the four bile, the four liquids that we have in our body. Mara levana, mara yiroka, mara shechora, mara aduma. So this is the white bile, the green bile, the black and the red bile. Meaning that within us we have four different liquids. These liquids are conduits for our entire kiyum, for our entire existence. For example, we know, of course, we have that which in us, which is the red, which is the blood. We have the marrow, which is a black. We have within us the what we call bile today, in other words, which is used in digestive and so forth. And you have white levana, we have, which is the various liquids that are involved in the nervous system and so forth. Meaning all of these liquids are a means to be able to allow the energy that is a human being to flow within a person. Kamo ken benafshot hanikraot surot. So likewise, in the soul, you also have this, and these are called surot, these are called configurations, meaning they're passive expression of will. Ha'arba yisodot hem al derech ze tovara. And similarly speaking, just like you can have problems, meaning within the blood, in other words, the blood can be a mixture of good and evil, there can be good and there can be bad, so also within this path of expression there can be good and there can be bad. Umehem nimshach briyut ha'nefesh ha'yisodit sheba'adam. And the health on a mental and spiritual level, meaning a mental and his ability to connect to the spiritual and so forth, his health in that aspect is there in these midot, the midot tovot, meaning the good parts, meaning if when his midot are proper and they're good, it means that these four conduits of passing the energy into the soul and so forth are in good shape. Or he's sick, meaning that there is something wrong within these four conduits and so forth, within these four aspects. And then, of course, this results in spiritual and mental sicknesses. And these, meaning these sicknesses, all come from the arba klipot, from the side of tumah, from the side of impurity that is connected to that lower soul. When you remove these pollutants of bad midot, it lavshu otiyot arba shel havai. What will happen then is the four letters of God, name yud kei vav kei, shehem or amachaye nefesh yisudit, they are the light that gives life to this foundation soul. It says they will then become the overriding factor within the person. He will be a merkava, as we said, a chariot for God's name, for his midot, for his traits. V'gam hi v'aguf shela yum murkava el kedushato yibarach shebolam hasiya. And as we just explained, Rav Chaim Vital tells us that also what will happen is the soul and the body, they will become a chariot for God's holiness in this world, in olam hasiya. K'mo shenipar b'nefesh ha-sichlit mamash b'kema ha-mitzvot. And this was explained regarding the nefesh sichlit, regarding the intelligent soul in its fulfilling of the mitzvot. Meaning that by going ahead and fulfilling the mitzvot, we connect the nefesh sichlit with the nefesh hayisudit, and that then is connected with the guf, meaning that we become a whole from top to bottom, and in our entire being become then an expression, ultimately speaking, of that which is above, meaning of yud kei vav kei, of God's name. V'zachor v'atishkach ki gam ayde esek ha-Torah ba'arba perushim shesimnam pardes. So he says to us now to remember and not to forget that by the way of studying of Torah in the four manners, and their siman is pardes, pshat, the simple meanings of the Torah, remez, the hints that the Torah alludes to in terms of deeper understandings, drush, the homiletical explanations and understandings, the delving back and forth to understand clearly what the halakha is, or to understand how we should be in terms of our midot and so forth, and sod, the secrets of the Torah that are contained in the Kabbalah and the traditions that have been handed down from Moshe from Har Sinai. So now when studying these four levels of Torah, Yerucho ha-sichli kisel shem havai shebolam ha-yitzirah, what will be is that his spirit, his intelligent spirit, this will be a chair to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the four letters of God's name in Olam HaYetzirah. There are four different spiritual realms. We are in Asiyah, the lowest level. We are the lowest level of the lowest level, spiritually speaking, which is Olam Asiyah. Above that is Yetzirah. And by us drawing down, in other words, by us learning the Torah and being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in these four different levels, we bring then the revelation of Yud Kei Vav Kei into this other world, which is called Yetzirah. V'chein al yedei ha-machshava v'kavana, and by way of our thoughts and our properly directing our prayers, that what happens is that one's soul then, meaning one's upper soul, becomes, one's upper soul then becomes a chair for the Yudke Vavke, for the four letters of God's name, which is in the Olam Abriya, which is in this higher level, and this is the third level up, and the fourth level being Atzilut. Now, everything that we've talked about in terms of the nefesh, the two levels of nefesh, in other words, you have the foundation soul, and then you have the intelligent soul, this all had to do with asiya and the level of deed. Within a person, there are these additional levels, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, and so forth, higher levels of soul. So on the lowest level, nefesh, we've talked about. Here we understood and we've learned about the idea of ruach just for a moment regarding the learning of Torah, that this higher level soul called ruach, which is above everything we spoke about before now, that's where Yudke Vavke, meaning God's name, is revealed. In other words, when we in the level of ruach, by us learning Torah on those four levels, and on the level of machshava, on the level of understanding, and our kavanah, and our properly directing of prayer, then it causes that Yudke Vavke should be revealed in the world of Bria. So we're now going to return to an explanation of the four foundations to the acquisition of various traits. Now we understood that there are four different categories of everything, for that matter, from the physical all the way up to the spiritual. So in that four, there also is four different yisodot, four different foundations in terms of traits and their acquisition. The kikol amidot harot mushrashot ba'arba madrigot nefesh ha'yisodit mitzad hara v'klipa asher ba. So now, all of the bad traits, they come from this lower soul, they come from this nefesh ha'yisodit, this foundation soul, from the side that it exists within it, that is ra, that is evil, and the haklipa sherba, and this husk, this negativity that exists and is connected with it, meaning that has become mixed into it as a result of sin. So now all then bad traits can then be divided up into four different types. Yesod ha'esh, the first foundation is the foundation of fire. Mimenu nimshechet ha'gava anikrit gasot ha'ruach. So from the foundation of fire comes self-centeredness, which is also called haughtiness. Li'etoha yesod ha'kal v'gvoha mikulam. For it is the foundation that is most nimble from all of them. Meaning it's the easiest, if I mean, it's just like fire. Fire spreads like crazy. Being self-centered is like flames, it's like fire, it's instant. The smallest thing can set off a person's turning inward, and God forbid, ultimately imploding, I mean, closing in on himself. Which, of course, we understood from many discussions we have in the past, that closing in on oneself, which is ultimately, God forbid, but a person could reach levels of depression, and chalila, even down to the levels of clinical depression. Uvichlala hakaas, and included within this is anger. Ki bivnei hagava mitkaas adam ksheen osim ratzono. And included in that is anger. For a person, because of his gava, because of his self-centeredness, he becomes angry when someone else doesn't do his bidding. It's an offense to him personally that sets off anger. V'ilu haya shafal ruach u'machir chisrono lo haya mitkes klal. If he recognized his own lowliness and his own lacks, he wouldn't be angry at all. Nimsa ki agava v'kaas midachat hem. So what we see is that ga'ava, that self-centeredness, and kas and anger are completely and totally intertwined and are one trait. V'toldoteha shalosh, and there are three different traits which spring out from this master aspect of self-centeredness and anger. Hakpadanut b'libo, means stinginess in one's heart. Ki lule ha-gava lo haya makpi b'libo, because if it wasn't for the fact that he wasn't so self-centered, didn't think of himself as so much, he wouldn't have this aspect of stinginess within his own self, within his heart. And this is very similar to the aspect of kas, meaning his relationship to other people in being overly particular in how they're connected with him and how they relate to him, or his being overly particular over his own money or over himself or over this or over that. All of that stems from something which is offending himself, this sense of self and this haughtiness that exists within. That was the first of the offsprings of self-centeredness. The second is bakashat ashira, is the desire to rule. And the third is kavod, v'hakavod, lihitkaot al abriyot, because he should raise himself above others. V'hasina luzuloto al hayoto gadol mimenu. So what happens with this honor is he comes to hate everybody else who's bigger than him. And this is then also is a out and out is something which comes out from gava, from being self-centered. Yisod haruach, now talking about the foundation of wind, of air. Mimenu nimshach dibur hanikra sicha b'tela ledvarim she'en b'hem tzorah klal o nafshi o gufni. This is the foundation of needless speech for things, be them spiritual or physical, that should never have left him but ran from him like the wind. V'toldotav arba, and there are four different traits which are offsprings of this. V'hen l'dvar chanaf, the person should speak with flattery. V'shekarim, lies. V'lashon hara, and speaking with and tale-bearing, and speaking about people. Ulagalot shevachav libriot lihitkadel bifnehem, or one who decides to praise himself to others in order to lift himself up. All of these come from the foundation of ruach, of wind. Yisod hamayim, the foundation of water. Mimenu ta'avot ta'anugim. So from it comes out desires for pleasures, because water grows many forms of pleasures. So from this there are two outgrowths. It is the desire to steal money from his friend or his friend's wife, the kola shelo, and everything that is his, lit aneg behen, that he should desire to have pleasure in that which belongs to someone else. The second outgrowth is vahakina, jealousy, ki ikne v'chaviro ashelo mamon rav v'kiyotze lit aneg bo, because he builds within himself a jealousy that someone else should have, that stems out from his desire to have what they have. Yisod ha'afar, mimenu midat ha'atzvut b'chol pratav. From it comes all of the different aspects of sadness. V'todota, and its outgrowths, echat, והוא העצלות לקיים התורה והמצוות מבנה עצבונו על השגת כנראה הבלי עולם הזה או על יסורים הבאים עליו ואינו שמח לחלקו בשום דבר גם אינו לא תשבע עושר. So this one outgrowth that comes from sadness is that a person becomes lazy to fulfill the Torah and the mitzvot because of the fact that he has become so sad about the fact that he hasn't been able to acquire all of the nothingness of this world, and he overwhelms himself with sorrows over all the troubles that have come to him in this world, and he's not happy with his place in the world in anything, and he cannot see the wealth, he cannot enjoy the wealth of what he does have. Nimsa כי אבות כל המידות הרעות הם ארבע. So what we find then is that the sources, the fathers, so to speak, of all of the bad traits are four. הגאווה, והכעס נכלל ומתאבק עמה, גאווה with anger, which is part and parcel of it. והשיחה בטלה is improper speech that is batela, that is not for the sake of Torah and mitzvot or for his existence in the world. V'ta'avot atanugim, desires for all the pleasures of the world, v'itzavon, and sadness. V'arvatam nimshechot ma'arba klipot hayetzahara shebenefesh yisrit. All four of these come out from the four different hus that are from the Yetzer Hara that are in this foundation soul, meaning it's that evil which got mixed into the soul. It's from there that these four different fathers of all bad traits come from. V'hafecham, now the opposite of that, hem arba midot tovot nimshechot ma'arba yisodot hatov shebenefesh hayisodit. So the opposite of them then are four positive midot, four positive character traits that come out from the four positive and good foundations that are in the foundation soul. Vehem ha'anava, this is humility. Shehitachli tashiflut umitrachet mikol mini ka'as ha'ba'al yedei gava. It is the complete and total lowering of oneself and the distancing oneself from all forms of anger that come by way of self-centeredness. Vahashtika, silence. Ki ilem lo yiptach piv levad be'esek Torah u'mitzvot o be'echlecho le'kiyum aguf u'le'tzorach kavod ha'briyot. He keeps himself like a mute, not opening his mouth except for the sake of learning of Torah, the doing of mitzvot, or those things which are necessary for keeping himself alive and well, and for the sake and the honor of his physical existence and those around him. V'hamius, disgust. Bechol ta'anugei haguf u'motorav u'mukhrachim. Meaning that in all those things which are simply momentary pleasures of the physical body and are excess and not necessary, he's disgusted by them. They're not for him. V'asimcha hatatirit b'chelko, and the last of the four good traits is a constant state of happiness in his portion. Ki kol de'avdin min shemayel letav, because everything that comes from the heaven is for one's good. וגם לזרז עצמו בתכלית השמחה בעבודת קונו, and that he should work on himself, encourage himself, and have zeal within himself to the utmost point of happiness in the serving of his Creator.
כמו שאמרו רזל, עשה תורתך קבע ומלאכתך ארעי.
You should make your Torah your most fundamental aspect of your life, and work should be something which is something you have to do in en passant, on the way.
נמצא כי בהיות מידות הרעות קבועות באדם, נמנע הוא מלקיים התורה ומצוות.
So what we find is that when person has bad traits, they hold him back from fulfilling the Torah and the mitzvot.
וגם יקיימם יהיה שלא לשם שמיים בתורה גדול.
So now when he actually does go then to perform the mitzvot, it won't be for the sake of heaven, and it will be with tremendous effort.
ועליו נאמר, upon the person who has bad traits, who is looking to perform the mitzvot,
says Nezim Zahav Be'av Chazir. It says this is like putting a gold ring in the nose of a pig.
Ki od tumato bo melubash b'toch hakipot,
because he is still enclosed within the tuma, within the impurity from the klipot.
Now, don't take this to heart from the perspective that a person shouldn't be osik in Torah, shouldn't be because of the fact that he has this. The Torah itself is also the means for purifying oneself. It is also, as we stated before from Rashi on, all of it is there in order to allow him and make him rectify and perfect his midot.
So the Torah itself is also the refuah, it is also the cure for bad midot.
But if a person is not looking and seeking and not running to the Torah for that purpose, meaning to rectify his traits and his character, then Torah itself can also then not only not be something which helps him, but it can be something which can corrupt him worse. Meaning he'll use it as a means for gava, a means for sichav deva, a means for tanug, a means for itzavon, and so forth and so on. But all that is when you are searching for the Torah for the wrong purpose, meaning not to make yourself into a better person, not to get closer to God, not for the purpose of being a means for a revelation of God in this world. If that's not why a person is being osik in Torah, then the bad midot that he has will take their effect on the mitzvot that he's going to do, instead of the mitzvot taking an effect on his traits and his character, on his midot.
וכמו שאמרו רבותינו ז"ל, זכה נעשית לו תורתו שם חיים.
If he merits, meaning if he's of this character and this person who is using the Torah to fix him, to fix himself, to make himself a means for a kiyum, for fulfillment of God's will, then the Torah, as it says, the Sam Chaim, it is for him, that person, it is a medicine that's good.
Lo zacha, if he doesn't merit, meaning if he's not a person who is taking the Torah and the yoke of heaven upon himself for the sake of improving his midot and for the sake of fulfilling and bringing God's will into the world, then it becomes a sam mavet. Then it becomes a poison. Because as we said before, in that case, the Torah and the mitzvot, since they're not being applied to his midot, then his bad midot are being applied to the mitzvot.
וכאשר יתגבר על יצרו וילחם בו ויסיר מעליו מידותיו הרעות על ידי תורך וקיים התורה והמצוות יקרא צדיק גמור.
So when a person should overthrow his desires, he should go to war with his desires, and he should remove all these bad traits from him by way of what is tremendous effort, and he should fulfill the Torah and the mitzvot, That's called a tzaddik gamur. That's called a complete tzaddik. Yirei shamayim, gibora kovesh yisrael. This is the one who fears heaven, who has conquered his desire. V'kasher yitnaheg v'yirgal yoter b'zeh ad asher yisrael me'alav kol midot haraot legamrei. So when he has made this part and parcel of not just his actions but his habits, until it's that all of the bad midot have completely been removed from him, he has no desire whatsoever in his soul, and he's gone ahead and he's acquired and have fixated as part of his nature the good traits, and he doesn't have to do any more wars with his yetzer, because he's completely and totally removed from his soul all of the various substances that prevent, meaning of midot ra'ot, that are preventing these positive things. As it says by Moshe, Sal alecha ma'al reglecha, remove your shoes from off your feet, kenizkar b'sefer tikkunim, as mentioned in the Sefer Tikkunim. Az yitlavshu bo arba otiyot havai, then by removing all the bad traits, then he's enclosed with the four letters of God's name, v'yekise kadosh l'merkavato yibrach. He becomes then in this world the person who reaches this lofty level, who has completely and totally overcome all of his desires and has affixed and properly rectified all of his traits. He becomes a chariot, a chair for the holiness of God. Blessed be he. Vze ha'ish nikra oev et ha'makom me'ava. This is called a person who loves God from true love. Venikra Hasid Gamor, and this is called a complete Hasid, a complete pious man, Hashalem Bekol Mini Hashlemot, who is complete from all forms of completeness. From here we see how the whole anatomy of the body and soul and the relationship between the parts of the soul and the levels of the soul all together come together, and when everything is brought together and in the proper fashion, then man becomes part of God's revelation in the world. And when each and every one of us is party to that, this will reveal a tremendous light into the world and will bring about, God willing, Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Bimhurah Bimeinu, Amen.